Hello, and welcome to the What's Next podcast. My name is Liz Smith, owner of Liz Smith Law, and on this show, I share conversations to investigate building and leaving your legacy, estate planning for young families, supporting aging loved ones and parents, and other topics around aging, death, and other life transitions that will affect each of us. This is your source for hard-to-find resources in Southeast Alaska and beyond. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts to get each and every episode of our show. Hello, and welcome to another episode of What's Next, Navigating Life's Transitions in Southeast Alaska. This episode is a very, very different type of episode. You are going to hear me have a conversation with my mother and then with my aunt about their end-of-life decisions. As an estate planning attorney, I prepare healthcare powers of attorney for our clients. This document designates who you want to make healthcare decisions for you if you are unable to communicate your wishes. It's a fairly broad power, and I always recommend that clients speak with their agents to provide information to help guide them and how to make decisions. We even provide a two-page handout with questions to guide that conversation, or really those conversations. What you will hear in this episode is myself using that same worksheet to attempt a conversation with two family members. I am the named agent for both of them, and while they are very far apart in age, they are both in the same assisted living facility. The conversation was challenging and messy, not so much because we're talking about end of life, but because I lack concrete examples, and so do they. Nonetheless, I still found it valuable and was surprised by some of the things that they shared with me. So here you go, and welcome to this intimate conversation with family members, definitely shared with their permission.
Going to read from the beginning. Your healthcare representative has broad powers and can make healthcare decisions for you when you are unable to make those decisions yourself. Because of this, as it is important for your healthcare representative to know your wishes regarding your healthcare preferences so that he or she can take those preferences into account when making decisions on your behalf. Discuss your healthcare preferences with your healthcare representative periodically to ensure that he or she knows what your current preferences are. Lower some healthcare topics to discuss with your healthcare representative, and I'll take notes as we go. Life support. Life support is a treatment or procedure that is given when a patient's body cannot keep itself alive. For example, if your heart is no longer able to function, a machine can replace the heart function and keep you alive. Under what circumstances would you want life support?
I don't think I want life support under any circumstances. It's a little hard to answer that, but...
Well, it's interesting because I use the example of heart, but I think it can also come into play with, I mean, the next one is breathing. But if it was, if a physician said, well, let's try it for a week, we think there's a good chance that it would help bring you back to your current life functioning. No? Okay.
No. Although the thought of suffocating, not being able to breathe, is really scary, but if I'm dying, I want to die.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah. And you're unlikely to, well, you could be in a car accident.
Let me jump in here for a moment. My mom lives in an assisted living facility and very rarely leaves her room, much less getting in a vehicle. She's only in a vehicle for occasional medical appointments. So my comment about a car accident reflects that her exposure is extremely low compared to most of us.
If a patient cannot maintain an open airway, a breathing tube can be inserted into the mouth and through the airway. This process is called intubation and is usually done so that a ventilator machine can be connected to help with breathing. Intubation can be a procedure that is done to delay death, or it can be done as a routine procedure to treat curable condition. Under what circumstances would you not want to be intubated, if any? And I think I'm wondering if this is negative because if it's saying when would you not, like, I mean, every time you go through a major surgery, you're well, not any time, but I know I've had a breathing tube when I've gone through surgery.
I probably have too. At least once I might be able to remember. Sore throat afterwards.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Horrible.
Well, So how do I answer this?
Is there a time when you would not want to be on a breathing tube? And I wonder, I mean, what I often do for clients is a living will or advanced directive, which says if you have a terminal and incurable condition, then you don't want continued life support. So maybe that's the answer to this question, is like if it's at the part of some type of disease or something like that, I'm thinking you wouldn't want it based on your answer to the last question.
I'm really confused now, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, gosh, because of the circumstances around it. I don't want to be kept alive if I'm just being, if my quality of life is going to be worse than it is now. I mean, I'm fine now, but sorry, I'm not very...
No, this is a hard,
yeah,
super hard thing because we don't... I mean, I think that's a...
There's so many millions of things that you might have to decide,
right,
or ways that it could go that's going to be tough on you, but I'm open, well, like everybody else, I'm open to just go in my sleep, but that's a lot to ask, too.
And I think the same for the next question. It's about when would you want to be on artificial nutrition and hydration, and I think...
I don't.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Unless maybe it's a short term.
I think...
I'm going to pause here. Early on, my mother said pretty clearly, no life support, period. She said even if doctors think intervention would help, she doesn't want it. But here, upon re-listening, I realize that I wasn't listening to her. I just suggested that she would want artificial feeding for the short term, but she said that she wouldn't. It's difficult for me to accept, but powerful to realize the power of my own beliefs and my ability to unintentionally hear what I was wanting to hear and assuming that she would want in our conversation.
Surgeries can be major or minor, depending on the condition for which treatment is sought. Are there any circumstances in which you would not want surgery?
Oh, there's lots of them.
Yeah.
I mean...
I mean, realistically, I think...
Okay.
These
questions are if I can't answer for myself.
Exactly.
Okay, see, that's another hard part for me to...
I mean, I'm just trying to think of realistically, too. Like, you're not in a vehicle very often.
No. If they wanted to, say, operate on my lung for, say, cancer, I'm not going to go through that.
Yeah.
Open heart surgery. No, thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Just let me go. Look at that cat.
Would you ever consent to having a limb fully or partially amputated?
Well, I suppose there are circumstances that I might, but... there's another dog I don't know out there. Oh, I must see. Seems like a different dog.
Yep. That's my mom. Conversations often swerve. I valued having these questions for a deep conversation.
I think I know your answer to this. Medication includes both prescription and non-prescription drugs or substances. Do you have any objections to any certain kind of medication?
I'm not big on antibiotics, but that's, you know, because of the... I've taken them recently.
What did you have a negative reaction or?
Oh, you mean physical?
Yeah.
Allergy type?
Yeah.
No. Is that what you?
Yeah.
Asking?
Well, I'm trying to figure out why, if you've taken.
Oh, because of the overuse of antibiotics, but I get that relation play into it. Because if I have an infection and I need them, I'm going to take them. So, no, I don't have any. Bring on the propofol.
Do you have any objections to how medication is administered or for how long?
No. For how long? No.
I've run across some people that are like... Yeah.
What?
Some people have specifics about it, so you don't.
Like, for instance?
I mean, this goes back to life support, but I've had someone tell me they don't want more than, I think, a week on life support. Or medication. I could imagine someone that's just really paranoid about pain meds saying no more than 2 weeks or something. That's not you.
Withdrawal's no fun, but...
What if medication has serious side effects?
Yeah. Again, it would probably depend, but...
On the side effect, yeah.
I mean... I see commercials for these. I believe it's really expensive mostly new medicines that they put on commercials. And the side effects are so ridiculous. And I'm thinking, well, first of all, I think you have to have a lot of money to order some of these, I think. Or to use them. And the other thing is, the side effects sound worse than the, although I don't know because I don't have the diseases.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not real excited to go on any of these. I mean, when I see those commercials, I think to myself, no, I'm not going to ask my doctor. No, I don't want to take them.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's also hypothetical. But
yeah.
Does that answer the question?
I think what we're doing is getting a sense of if you have a strong feeling about any of these, and mostly you don't. I think most people probably won't because we don't know, but some people will. Or maybe there's something we'll hit on that you do have a strong opinion about.
If they can let me die, just let me die if I'm out of it.
Yep.
The biggest thing, I don't want to be in pain or to discomfort, which goes with the territory, I guess. The more I think how I don't want it, the more I think I might be facing it anyway. This business of chronic pain has been on my mind for many years. And here I am with chronic pain. Although right now I'm not in pain.
Mm.
But I don't have to do much to be in pain.
Blood transfusion. Through the process of a blood transfusion, another person's blood is inserted into the patient's body. Do you have any objections regarding blood transfusion?
No, I don't think so.
Care facilities and in-home care. Care facilities include residential facilities, assisted living facilities, nursing homes, and continuum of care facilities that cover everything from independent living to nursing home services. Do you have a preference for one type of care facility over another? Do you have a preference of location, blah, blah, blah? What are your preferences of staying in home? Okay, so you're already in assisted living.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of a hard question in terms of, I know this isn't the greatest place.
Yeah, but it's the only place. So.
Yeah. I think you're finding a better standard of living here than you were at home.
Oh, yeah. Agree? Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So there was a point where you were in that rehab facility.
Yeah.
I don't know how we would avoid it, but that place was really bad, I thought. Do you agree? Or did you? I mean, would you? But I don't know how we'd avoid something like that if you need a higher level of care or if you could be here.
Again, when I got there, I got very lucky. And this is why I keep saying God watches out for me and has my whole life. I mean, it's amazing that I'm still alive after all this, you know, although I didn't get into anything too bad when I was young. Still. When I got over there, I had a roommate that didn't mind having the light on, or she insisted because she had nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
So my TV didn't bother her. She couldn't hear, so the volume didn't bother her. Otherwise, I would have had my TV off.
Mm-hmm.
I had to have it off during the night. And it was just, to me, amazing that I ended up in a room where I, you know, could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that place was very weird. No, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go. I just...
Are there any healthcare preferences or restrictions that you have due to religious, moral, or spiritual reasons?
No.
Is there anything you want to add? Care what?
I just don't want to be kept alive when there's no reason for people. I just... Have you done this with Beth?
No.
But are you going to be her? Are you her medical person?
I am her medical person.
I think she wants to just be kept alive as long as possible.
Do you?
Well, I think she said something like that to me a while ago, but I don't know if we were joking around, and I don't know. We weren't that serious, so.
Beth is my aunt, my mother's half-sister, who is about 20 years older, and you will hear my conversation with her in just moments.
See, I thought, well, I guess it's worth having that conversation, because I just assumed that, because she's talked about being so surprised she's still alive.
Right.
But that doesn't mean she doesn't want
to be right. Alive. Yeah, I feel like... Yeah, you should talk to her about it a little bit.
Your healthcare representative had broad powers to make healthcare decisions for you if you're unable to make them. But because of this, it's important for your healthcare representative to know your wishes regarding your healthcare preferences. So below are some topics to discuss with your representative. Life support. Life support is a treatment or procedure that is given when a patient's body cannot keep itself alive. For example, if your heart is no longer able to function, a machine can replace the heart function and keep you alive.
To what end?
That's okay.
I don't want...
You don't want continued life support.
No.
Okay.
Blithering idiot. Couldn't do anything for myself. No.
Well, and you in the past haven't wanted, like, I think there was some discussion of hip surgery at some point, and you didn't want that route. Okay. Is there any medical intervention you want at this point? I know you want pain meds as much as they'll give you. Yeah. Anything else?
I don't know of anything else.
What about like a breathing tube if it was just for a short, like if you had an illness and the doctor told me that he thought a breathing tube for a few days would bring you back?
That's all right.
That's all right. Okay. Yes. And then in that similar situation, would you want artificial nutrition? So hydration and nutrition through a tube if it was a shorter period?
Shorter period.
Okay. And only, though, it sounds like if there's a chance you'd return to the standard of living you have now.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. And I'd assume that if it's really going to decline your standard now, that you wouldn't want it. Is that accurate? Okay. Do you have any particular opinions on a blood transfusion, using blood from another person if... I don't know what for you and when that would happen. You're not likely to be in a big accident. Yeah. But do you have any specific thoughts on it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I know you're in an assisted living facility that you don't love. But I think it's better than where you were before, at your apartment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I'm so happy that my sister is here.
Yeah. Do you have, I think if you needed care in a nursing home, if you needed more care, I don't really see that happening for you, but do you have any preferences on, is there anything you wouldn't, it's hard to say. Okay. Are there any healthcare preferences or restrictions related to religious, moral, or spiritual reasons?
I think you know me pretty well.
That was my thought. So I wasn't going to do this. And then my mom asked if we had done the same questions. And I thought, actually, I think this was helpful to know that you'd want like a week of, because I think I would struggle if it was a shorter period as to how to make that decision.
How old are you now?
I turned 40 in May.
May.
Mm-hmm. You're 87?
Yeah. I'm 87. Your mother is 66. Mm-hmm. 87, 66, and what's the next one? What?
40. It's the family left, huh?
Mm-hmm. I think we're pretty lucky to have all of us, the three of us. We all seem to get along pretty well. So.
Sometimes. I think you and Mary are doing well.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Liz again. Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope that you got some value from it. Perhaps it will inspire you to have conversations with your agents or the people that you are agents for. Hopefully you might think of better questions to ask. I know I struggled, especially at the end with Beth, who's probably closer than my mother, to the time that I will need to make her medical decisions. And I felt a really lack of knowing quite what to ask, but I definitely did get some good information, and that at least will help guide. And then I also wonder if I might have had that conversation earlier in her life, if that would have been helpful, though that didn't happen. We didn't have as close of a relationship. So, all right. Thanks for listening and wish you well. Until next time. That's all for this week. You can find show notes for this show and prior episodes and future episodes at lizsmithlaw.com. And if you're interested in scheduling a meeting with us to find out what your next step would be for your estate planning, visit us at bit.ly/mygiftfromlsl. Again, that's bit.ly/mygiftfromlsl. Or find the link at lizsmithlaw.com. We look forward to seeing you again right here, same place, same time, 2 weeks from now. Thank you so much.